AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The big question on Capitol Hill has no answer right now. Who is going to be the next Speaker of the House? The considered frontrunner is out of the running. The AP's Jerry Bodlander is live on Capitol Hill.
Ed, Republicans were set to choose someone as their candidate to be the next speaker. Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy was expected to easily win that secret vote. But at the start of the session, he got up and withdrew his name, saying he's not the right person for the job. This is fellow Californian Darrell Issa.
All members of the delegation of the conference were shocked. Kevin McCarthy had the vast majority of the conference's confidence and votes, but he's made a decision that I believe he couldn't get to 218.
218, of course, the number needed to be elected speaker by the full House. McCarthy, now speaking with reporters and just a few moments ago, said the majority needs a fresh face, a reference to many who believe he would be Boehner 2.0, as some put it. Ed?
That's the AP's Jerry Bodlander live on Capitol Hill. Spencer Stone, one of the Americans who stopped an attack on a train bound for Paris in August, is in a hospital near Sacramento, California. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani reports Stone was stabbed.
An Air Force spokesman did not have details about the stabbing. Stone's assigned to Travis Air Force Base, about 45 miles outside Sacramento.
Spencer Stone was also stabbed during the attack in Europe. On Capitol Hill, Michael Horn, the president and CEO of Volkswagen of America, says the use of an emissions rigging device was not authorized by company officials.
The corporation, in no board meeting or no supervisory board meeting, has authorized this, but this was a couple of software engineers who put this in for whatever reasons.
Horn apologized, saying Volkswagen violated the public trust. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is ordering more evacuations ahead of flooding in her state. This is AP Radio News. Stocks are lower. The Dow is down about 4 points. Sepp Blatter has been suspended by FIFA's Ethics Committee. Two other contenders to be FIFA's next president, Michael Platini and Chung Mong-jun, were also suspended. The AP's Jamie Keaton reports they are being investigated for alleged corruption.
Swiss authorities had turned up in Blatter's office here at FIFA last month and questioned him. And this criminal case centers on Blatter allegedly misusing FIFA money and making a $2 million payment to Platini, who himself has been questioned as a witness but has not yet been formally charged.
Blatter's suspension brings a sudden halt to a 40-year career that had survived waves of scandal until he was placed under criminal investigation. Delaware's annual pumpkin flinging contest is getting squashed for a second year in a row. Organizers of the world champion pumpkin chunkin event next month at Dover International Speedway have canceled because of problems finding insurance coverage. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.